Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's podcast. This week is going to be a little bit like a Quentin Tarantino movie. We are starting at the middle, which is right now, even though you're hearing this at the beginning, probably. And you're probably thinking, Larry, I hear a free hub being clicked in the background. I hear just you. Where the heck's Brian? Where's your guest? Where's anyone? Well, let me set the scene. I am in the middle of Michigan's, one of its most beautiful trails, the new, beautifully built, the Dragon. And man, is it just gorgeous here. So, Brian and I had this awesome idea. We were going to record this episode while on the trail. Like, we have this app set up, and it was like recording us, and we were talking, and we were doing a podcast while riding this trail, which is brand new to Brian. I've only been here once. The section I'm in right now, I've never been before. So we start the podcast that way. Let's cut to that right now. Oh, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Can you hear me while I'm riding?
Yeah, can
you hear me? So we're out on the trail.
Can you hear me?
Doing a podcast. I can hear you just fine.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. I mean, it sounds like a phone call, but I mean, it doesn't sound that bad.
It's like we've got walkie-talkie. This is cool.
Actually, yeah, just to like talk about what's going on the trail.
Yeah.
Oh, this rules. All right, I'm going to hang this up and we can start a new one before we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I just got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I can listen.
Yeah, you can listen and go to the bathroom. So we are here. I'm Larry, and I got my co-host here, Brian. How are you doing, bud?
What's going on?
We are recording our podcast on our bikes for the first time ever. Maybe in history of podcasting.
Really?
Yeah, we go that way. So what you're hearing is probably a lot of wind sound, but hopefully once we get into the trees, that'll die down a bit. Brian, can you hear me all right?
So just in case the recording from the beginning didn't even save, what happened is we started to record and it was awesome. We could hear each other while riding bikes. We were talking about the scenery, sharing some thoughts about the trail and how much we loved it. And then all of a sudden, we lost service. So as cool as this app is, you need pretty good service for it to... what it does is it uses your phone's microphones to be able to... Or like earphones, so like Brian had like AirBuds in and I had my headphones and we were able to talk and hear each other and it would record it live through the podcast app. So we're definitely going to do that for a later episode because I think it's a cool idea still. If you're hearing this, that means that didn't even work and that it couldn't save that recording. So I apologize if that's the case. All right, guys, so I'm in the middle of the beautiful Dragon Trail. This is my second time here. First time in the, as far as we made it this time. Brian's first time. He is way off in the distance. I am stranded because I just popped a spoke. And I did a little bit of surgery. We removed the spoke. My wheel, super funny joke I said, is out of true. So I'm just... taking it easy on some of these technical parts and riding it slow because I still have about 5 miles or so to get back and I don't want to keep popping spokes, so I'm taking it real easy. Figured I'd pull over and share. So Brian is actually finishing the entirety of the Dragon here. We're doing sort of an out and back and I'm already back. He's still going out, so I'm pulled over here to share a little bit about what we set out to do today. So, yeah, that should catch you up right here. I am, as we mentioned, pulled over on the Dragon, about to hop back on this bike slowly. And what's the word? I guess just slowly and tenderly. I don't want to pop any more spokes. I'm actually going to let a little air out right now. Not too much. I let a little out earlier, but... All right, so... Yeah, adventurous start to this podcast. And what's going to happen is once Brian and I meet up, as I mentioned, he's still finishing. And by the time he goes out and back, we should meet towards the beginning. And we'll both hop on mic and share our story of the dragon. So I'll see you guys there. Bye. Are you recording?
No. Yeah, okay. No, I'm recording.
You're recording?
I'm recording.
All right, we made it back. How do you feel?
Tired. And also, holy shit, is the coolest trail by like a landslide that I've ever been on.
Do you think just definitively the coolest trail in Michigan?
It's definitively the best trail and most fun that I've been on.
Wow. Like, that's scenery, a bold statement.
It is, yeah. Like, scenery wise, I think it's unreal. The forest itself, like, wowed me just how big it is. Mm. Like, it is a super just mature, everything's massive. And then you've got this like sweet lake, dam, river thing, and then you've got all these like deep ravines everywhere, and everything is just like everything's big, it's massive, and
right, like,
the only thing I can compare it to is I think Glacial has kind of a similar scenery, but this kind of blows it out of the water.
Yeah, there's no like water, scenic water views at Glacial, but as far as like terrain wise there's a lot of the same sort of like elevation sequences or whatever.
Yeah. That's what I would say. And I also liked, it reminds me, so when you're starting at Merrill, when all the loop,
yeah
that creek, it's like that but like times 1,000,
not just like
way taller.
Yeah, they like jam pack as much as they can into Merrill.
Yeah.
And then like this is like that but in a real version of it. Does that make sense? Like they try to like make Merrill look like what this really is almost. Like, they force a bridge at Merrill where they don't really need a bridge, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And here there's, like, bridges where a bridge is needed because it goes over a creek or something.
Because you can't make it if there wasn't.
Right.
There's just tons of just, like, jumps and berms, which are sweet. There's some rough stuff. There's not a ton of, like, technical climbs.
Very true. So there's rooted or rock garden stuff at all. It's all flow.
It's like a pure just like roller coaster, but it's definitely like a lung buster too.
Sure. Well, if you get used to this place and you like know like what to expect, like you know a climb's coming or whatever, or if you know it's like not as big of a climb, you could just haul this place.
You could cook here for sure.
Yeah.
But the bi-direction is that's an issue. Like you were saying, Larry, especially in the summer, if it's like real leafy, like you're gonna be cooking around a corner.
Can't even see them
around a corner, especially in the area where, because Larry Papa spoke, he didn't make it as far.
Yes.
But like further back there's some like real, like pretty intense downhills, and if you're climbing up a hill, like coming around this corner, some dude's like gonna fucking drill you.
And he's just cruising, right?
Yeah. And you are gonna be dead.
Well, that brings up a point that I think someone either said on our podcast or like a comment on our Instagram or something, but they said, if you're climbing, do you yield to the person who's cooking down the hill or vice versa?
Yes.
Because
climbers yield.
It's easier for a climber to, you ruin someone's fun. I don't know. I see an argument both ways.
I see it both ways, but...
It's like, do you ruin fun or do you ruin someone's like focus and flow?
I think you ruin the climb.
I'm fine pulling over on a climb, so I that's why I say that.
If I have to pull over on a climb, I'm just like, well, I guess I get to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm cooking downhill and I have to stop, then I get frustrated.
That's like, us.
Because I just climbed all this way and now I want to reward myself.
I'm reaping my reward, yes.
But I mean, I do get it because, you're climbing and you're dying and you're discouraged and then you're like, fuck, now I gotta get off the trail.
Yeah.
And
we had it on a pretty empty day. Like, we only crossed like 10 people total.
Tops, yeah.
So.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
But we also ran into that problem though. So it's gotta be on a busy day here.
Probably a little wild.
I could see that.
Now, I got a question. Since you made it all the way out, and as I intro'd this episode, I had to stranded myself and made my way back solo.
You were able to make it back, though. How's
yeah, the stash? And my bike held up enough that I could circle back and find you and then finish with you, which was great. Yeah. But my question to you is...
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Would you rather start where we are, which I guess is, like, kind of by the campsite, or would you rather start where you finished at, what would you call that area?
I don't know.
The end.
I don't know.
Or can you even start where you finished?
There was, like, a little parking area over there, yeah. I have to give that some thought.
Everyone's Strava looks like they start here.
It looks like this they do. Starting here is easier, and just like I would feel silly driving further.
Ah, good call. So, yeah,
but it's not that much further. So, that's good because I will say coming back to this parking lot was kind of not fun.
Was it harder? You think?
Yeah, it just wasn't as fun, like flowy. Like from where I met you at, that section coming back was kind of not very fun.
Well, after seeing, because like the main work is done when you get past the campsite, I feel like that's like the main chunk of it.
Yeah.
And that's like where all like you get used to like that rhythm and flow of like you go down, you kind of zigzag, you go back up, you go down, zigzag, go back up. It's like almost a little repetitive, but in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. No, for sure.
But yeah, then this part is like totally different, like by the campgrounds.
Yep, that part's different. And then the part that I ended at, that had a super pretty fun, awesome downhill part.
Nice.
That you would finish on. But then I don't know if you'd want to start climbing that way. So I don't know. It's kind of always like, I don't know, we've talked about this, where to start at Cannonsburg.
Yeah.
And it's like, either way.
You're doing the same work. You gotta
suck that climb at some point.
And it's good that you have options, right? Because we could actually start at that campsite in the middle and go all the way down and back and then come back to where we are right here and back.
Down.
Yeah, which I'm sure the listeners know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know exactly. Zip up and down, you guys know what we're talking about.
But we can't give enough kudos to this place. I don't know. It's a perfect trail.
It's so cool.
If you're wondering if it's worth the ride.
It's super worth the drive.
Absolutely.
And I was always bitching about it. I was like, I don't want to come out here because I have Merrill.
I couldn't sell you on it, right?
Yeah. I've got Merrill. I've got Cannonsburg. I've got Luton. I've got State Game. I've got Wildfield. All like 10 minutes from my house. Like, I don't want to drive out here. But this is totally worth it.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally, totally worth it.
I'm losing... When we started, I had like so much like excitement and energy. What is in this beer you gave me? I'm just like all of a sudden like mellow yellow, like chilling. It's called Heaven Scent.
It used to be called their like, what's it called? They had like a weed
safety
beer.
Problem or oh wait, safety smells like a safety it's, meeting.
I think that's what they renamed this beer. Yeah,
and now it's this.
Yes.
Okay.
So yes,
right. We don't have to get into a review or anything. I was just wondering. Yeah.
If you're wondering, it's called Shorts Heaven Scent.
Wet-hopped.
It's wet-hopped, and it is, like, the primo, I think, like, harvest hoppy beer there is.
After, a long, hard bike ride, it's, like, exactly what I want.
It's perfect, yeah.
That's, like, one of my favorite things is, like, a really, like, strong hoppy beer to, like, kind of reward yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That so, Chinese food, which I'm having later.
You're having Chinese. Oh, now I'm jealous.
I know Larry loves Chinese food.
That's my favorite. Maybe too much.
Dude.
Go ahead.
So, in conclusion... The track is badass, and go ride it.
It really is.
Go ride it immediately. Larry, thank you for showing it to me.
I'm glad that, yeah, we have this as another option now. And just to back this way up, I am very excited for the promise of being able to do a record while driving, or while on a ride.
On a ride, yes. We goofed up. We didn't have enough, like, cell phone service.
Exactly.
Here, so... Here, it'd be a good spot. Like, it's usually pretty, like, it's flowy.
This would have been great. Or wait, what would be?
Since it's, like, flowy here, I feel like a trail that's, like, really rocky would be rough because we're going to be like...
Yeah.
It might sound funny, but...
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, like, this would have been great because we're reviewing a trail that not a lot of people who listen to this probably got to try yet. And, like, we get to, like, share it with them.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be great. Like, we could be out there live on the trail, like... This is what's happening now. Okay, this was a cool downhill. Okay.
Oh, shit, we almost fell.
Yeah, which I had a couple of those. With the leaves on the trail, I had a couple, like, squeeze the brake, and then all of a sudden I'm sideways.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll try that at maybe just a local trail to see what happens, and hopefully we can get that in before snow comes, which apparently up north is tomorrow it's getting it.
Ooh.
Crazy. But anyway, this is our attempt anyway of like a trail review podcast. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's a little shorter, and I don't know, these might be better in a lot of ways, a little more digestible.
Give us some feedback.
Should we end this with a good old fashioned beer review?
I think so. Let's give it. So in the category of the wet hopped IPAs.
Wow, that's a whole new category that I don't drink a lot of. So
they usually just come out like this time of year.
Can you name a couple others so I have it to compare to?
No.
The beer.
That's the happy ones. It's anything that says wet hopped.
So I confuse wet hop with like a mosaic taste. It almost has that same extra like granola-y. That's granola-y. So wrong. That's such a wrong adjective.
This might have mosaic hops in it. I don't know.
Really? Okay. Because it does just taste like a better mosaic promise.
Yeah. I mean, this is only out for like, I think, a month.
This beer we have? Yeah. Okay. So not to dial it back, but I also had a Schwartz red wine sour.
Yeah, how was that?
I previewed it on the Instagram, and I don't want to give the wrong vibes. I actually,
because we almost bought it, and then I was like, I looked at like beer reviews, and they were like, "This is weird."
Everyone
like,
else agreed,
yeah.
Because in theory, it's like this is interesting. Like,
I would have got it.
Wine sour sounds awesome, yeah. And it was good tasting. So I'll give you one. I have like a whole six pack still, so
okay.
You can have one to try. But it just didn't have like a tartness. That's all it was missing. And then that was enough for me to give it like a 4 out of 10. So
that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You remember Exeter?
Yes, yummy.
I was talking about that with your brother last night, actually.
Does Schwartz not make
Schwartz it? Schwartz, you need to make that goddamn beer. I think it's mine and Larry's, probably one of our top five it favorite
was one
beers.
I like it because it's one of the first sours I tried.
Yeah, I still think it's like the last one I had was getting ready for your wedding, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
We may have had one at the Wig on a Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But it was like, it had to be like a year and a half
old. Like a really old like one because old. Nobody in Owosso drinks sours.
Absolutely. That's why.
All right. Well, anyway, Heaven Sent, I think I'm a little biased to give it a higher score because it is a perfect beer for the situation we're in.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Fall.
Absolutely.
It's cold out.
It is
we
autumn,
just finished
autumnal
a
beer.
Huge workout. Like, I think we both got well over 1,000 feet of climbing in us. So,
yeah.
Beers taste way better after that.
They
and
do.
Like it's like a good thick winter fall beer. I don't have another wet hop to compare it to.
I'm trying to think because like there's no one makes a mainstay wet hopped beer.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to think what Bell's does. They have to have something. What's Bell's? I don't know. Never mind. I'm not gonna remember.
I'm gonna give it a 7.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'd have it in another situation than right here.
No.
Other than maybe like a 1 with supper sort of deal. Like if you're at a nice
supper. Yeah. We're in England now.
Supple with the family. That's the worst accent. All right. But you know what I mean. Like, you're having, like, just one beer at a nice restaurant. Do you remember restaurants?
Back in the day.
I'm going to give it a strong 7. It's tasty. No complaints.
Okay.
It's strong, though, so you got to really like the hoppy.
Yeah, it is very, very happy. As far as the wet hop goes, yeah, I think, Larry, I'm going to give it a 7, too.
All right.
I like it, but I feel like I've had better. I don't know. But it's good. I'm very enjoying it. But I did buy this 6-pack like probably close to a month ago.
This?
And I still have a bunch left, so I haven't like powered
through. I thought you said it was like a exclusive or it's like about to be.
I don't think you can buy it anymore.
Gotcha.
Maybe you can still find it.
Oh, Heaven Sent is like a smell scent.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, I think we both give it a 7. And that's our Back to the Roots beer review.
I love it. I think this is a fun little digestible podcast that everyone can tell us how much they love it. And
love
you
us.
Can go buy our merch after because we took pictures at the trailhead and
yes.
we look so handsome.
Yes.
And think about it. If
yes.
Brian and I look good in this, imagine what you attractive people,
you have
how
no
good
idea.
You would look.
Yeah.
Whoa. I can even pull it off. And
you don't even know what you guys are missing.
I'm like the human version of Shrek. So if I can pull this off, you guys would look like damn hunks and hunk-esses. Imagine calling a lady a hunk-ess.
You're a hunk-ess.
I think a babe is the word. You'd look like a babe.
Babe.
Yeah, I don't know. I love them. They're one of the coolest merches we've made.
Yeah,
and,
my favorite hoodie.
Also, I think I'm wearing the hat in the picture too. You can go to our website and submit for a free hat. Check your emails because that's how we notify the winner. Yeah, that's all I have. Anything for you, Brian?
That's all I got. My hand's about to fall off. So
it's cold. Yeah, let's go home. You got Chinese food. I got to pick up dinner for the wife and I.
All right.
Later, guys.
Later.